This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, Changing Tastes. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Lima beans. They may not be a favorite right now, but they have a big potential advantage, being more resistant to the stressors of climate change. Like other legumes, growing them is also restorative for the soil. Lindsay Lazarski looked into a new collaboration between scientists, farmers, and foodies who are trying to give lima beans a makeover.
All right, fun. Let's go out into the field.
Come on. Grab your gloves, bud.
My first visit to Plowshare Farms in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, is on a misty spring day last May. A long brown field, freshly raked, awaits a dozen volunteers.
Today we're planting lima beans. We are planting 9 different varieties of lima beans.
Farmer Teddy Moynihan hands over lima bean seeds to the volunteers, and I'm surprised by their colors. Some are shades of white, others are red, pinkish-brown, and speckled.
And with these, they say we want them spaced 5 feet apart.
Teddy says he's planted green beans, garbanzo beans, and a bunch of heirloom dry beans. But it's been years since he's planted limas, and the last time, it did not go well.
Just a small planting, but certainly not a very successful one. So this is new to us.
This new planting is an experiment, part of a 4-year research project out of the University of California, Davis, that includes 7 institutions in 6 states. It's a collaboration with scientists, producers, chefs, and small-scale farmers like Teddy, all to unlock the genetic and consumer potential of lima beans in the U.S. Part of the idea is that lima beans are more resilient to climate change than the more popular common beans like string beans, kidney beans, and navy beans.
We don't just think about climate change, we experience climate change out here.
Teddy started Plowshare Farms about 10 years ago. He raises chickens, pigs, and grows a whole bunch of berries and vegetables that he sells to restaurants in Philadelphia. He says he got into farming because he wanted to eat more locally and grow food in a sustainable way.
And it would, in some tiny infinitesimal way, mitigate climate change. But the irony is that we are a very susceptible industry to climate change. So we have, just in the past few years, seen hotter temperatures than we'd seen even just 10 years ago when we started, drier years, and it's not always just warming. We had a frost just 2 nights ago, May 18th, and if there are crops that are more resistant to that, they could help not just us but other farmers in the area make a living in the face of a changing climate.
We've got a great planting crew here.
Yeah. Sarah Doley is a research scientist working on the project. And she's not just doing the science. She's out here getting her hands dirty, putting seeds into the ground. She tells me she never cared much for lima beans growing up.
I just remember them being chalky and kind of flavorless as a kid.
But now she may be their biggest champion. Sarah is bean curator for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And yes, that is her actual job. And she's always looking to discover or rediscover different bean varieties.
I'm in charge of making sure that they are safe, growing, and then distributed to researchers around the world.
Sarah even has a purse that has Bean Queen embroidered on it. She says lima beans are a climate-smart crop.
Wild lima beans have adapted to grow in hotter, drier, wetter, colder, more stressful climates than wild common bean. And so we think that lima bean cultivated types that we grow could also be more stress tolerant.
Lima beans have robust root systems that can go deeper than other plants. And so in times of drought or nutrient deficiencies, they can still access water and nutrients in the soil. And now researchers are trying to develop a variety that could do well everywhere in the northeast of the United States and stand up to some of the climate change-related stressors. Lima beans naturally grow in Central and South America.
A lot of lima beans are photosensitive,
meaning they need 12 hours of light and 12 hours of darkness, long nights to flower. And at this northern latitude, that doesn't happen until September.
And if a bean doesn't flower until September, you don't get a pod or a seed to form before the frost comes. And so they're not adapted to growing here.
So researchers crossed a variety from warmer climates with some that do well here.
So you get that exotic stress-tolerant genetics with the right photo period so they could grow here. So we are literally rubbing flower parts together and hoping that the progeny, the next generation, inherit the good traits from both.
Farmer Teddy Moynihan looks out onto the field as the wind picks up and the volunteers make it to the end of the row.
Just about the last lima bean got put in the ground and covered up, the rain started, and we'll go home and spend the rest of the weekend inside, and those lima beans should be germinating by early next week.
And now he's thinking about the next challenge, getting people to eat and actually like lima beans.
People often associate limas with maybe the worst bean they ever had, or mom's succotash.
Every farmer wants to grow something that's easier to grow, but all farmers also need a market.
Sarah, the bean curator, says right now she has about 2,000 kinds of lima beans, including wild and domesticated. 700 of those are available to the public.
They are delicious, they're buttery, they're creamy, and there's all sorts of flavor, taste, nutritional variation too.
When I come back to the farm 4 months later in September, the lima bean seeds have grown into lush plants that hang on trellises like a big green curtain across the field. In the barn, two long rows of tables with white linens are set up for a lima bean dinner. Teddy has teamed up with some local chefs to show people just how delicious lima beans can be. But first, Teddy gives his guests a tour of the farm.
So here are the limas. This is what we all are here for.
And we picked these pretty clean for the dinner tonight.
He grabs a pod about the size of a small banana and cracks it open. Inside are fresh, green lima beans.
And I'm surprised at the sweetness, even on some of these. I mean, they're starchy, but even on some of these fresh ones, just having them completely raw out of the pod, there's just a little bit of sweetness to it.
Yeah.
Outside of the barn, the chefs are busy preparing the meal. Chef Valerie Irwin stirs a big pot of creamy, whipped lima beans.
So I cooked the lima beans until they were really soft and then pureed them with butter, and they kind of taste like mashed potatoes.
The dinner's trying to showcase the lima bean and pay tribute to the American South. Chef April McGregor is originally from Mississippi and spent a lot of time in North Carolina before coming to Philly.
I feel like a lot to be learned from the South about lima beans. We refer to them as butter beans, but they are a very prized summer vegetable. We particularly love them fresh, shelled, like out of the garden.
On the menu, there's lima beans in every course.
The southern vegetable plate, we did like a tomato stack with cream corn and lima beans and cornbread. And lima bean flour turned into like an Indian style uttapam, like a rice and bean flour pancake with some like spicy chutneys. We're having chicken confit with mashed lima beans and tomato gravy as the entree.
There's even a lima bean creme caramel flan with fresh berries. April is hoping to change some people's minds and misconceptions about lima beans.
The secret is people think about them from our bad experiences in like institutional food settings, but for lunch today we had lima bean hummus, which makes the creamiest hummus ever. So if you think about their softness and their succulence as like a positive quality instead of like in a watery, unseasoned kind of institutional version, then we can really just like go with that, you know, and make it a positive attribute instead of a negative.
As the guests filled the barn, the sun went down over the farm. And any memories of those mushy school cafeteria lima beans seem to have faded away.
Unexpectedly delicious. Summer supper on a plate. Well, we were talking about how lima beans get such a bad rap, and then you taste these and they're so creamy and nice and just really good.
They did a fantastic job combining a lot of different spices and herbs with things that I couldn't identify but were all delicious. Like those little pancakes made from lima flour is not something I ever had thought of or heard of before.
It's the first time I'm eating lima beans that's not frozen in ShopRite's freezer. And it's really nice. It's a nice surprise. I'm glad I learned about lima beans today.
That story was reported by Lindsay Lazarski.